Thank you for calling Denny's. Press any key to receive a text from us, or stay on the line, and we will answer your call as soon as we can.
Thank you for calling Denny's. This is Haley.
Haley is the lady I was looking for.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey. Looking for
How are you?
I'm always fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You know, actually, I was
Did you need those 120 sack?
Well, I was asking if you sold one. What happened?
So not one that, one I think you sent with us back when Nick and Sarah visited. It was a...
Oh, you sold one out of inventory.
Yeah, but I think it's one we bought from you guys.
Oh, very cool. Very nice.
Yeah, so if you have like a 131 that you sold to us, yeah, that one.
Perfect. Well,
I'm like 80% sure it came from you.
let me see. 131, I think so. Well, that means there's a hole in the inventory, and I might be able to fill it with one of those.
I mean, maybe. I mean, it's the one. It's kind of funny because I had you like specifically send me ones that were like under the magic numbers, and then he went with the one that was over.
Was it an ISI 2?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so that's a 131 ISI 2. That's good stuff, lady. I love it.
Yeah,
that's
which
high.
Is interesting because I thought he was going to go with the triple X one that you sent me because I thought that one was fantastic. But
which one, the G?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean that.
Yeah, because it's going in platinum.
Oh, even better. So,
yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I always
Thank
love
you.
When I lose a sale to myself.
To your past self.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, and people, and again, it's always one of those situations where, I mean, customers that I'm not as close with as you, but they're like, oh, sold something out of my case. I'm like, oh, yeah, really? You had a 3-carat radiant for $60,000 just chilling in your case? Yeah? Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's all right. Just tell me. I can take it.
Who hooked you up with that?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You know, who cut him? Cut him so deep. But anyway.
So yeah, we'll probably be sending the 121s back to you. I think we're gonna probably. I think we have one from you guys. A little bit earlier, I think. I think we still have one from you guys that we've got for stock.
Yeah, I think it's a 121G.
Yeah.
IA. All right, perfect. And then I sent some large studs. I was talking to Sarah for like 40 minutes yesterday and completely spaced on her 4-carat stud customer.
Who are they? I know who they are. What were
they were like, she wanted 4-carat total weights. I sent two pair, but I didn't get
I think
like,
they got to come in.
Yeah, they haven't come in yet, but I always like to get feedback on the pairs that I sent, see if they made sense, if the price points made sense. Is she around, or should I text her? I know you guys have been hopping lately.
Yeah, we've been hopping around. Let me see if she's available.
Awesome. And if you need anything, God forbid, give me a call.
I know, right?
Let me know.
Crossing my fingers, I get more natural people. Cause
You will.
There's been so many last rounds. I'm done with it.
Yeah, but it is.
I want some flavor.
Right, but like it's. It, you know, and it's identity, right? We were talking about this morning. Like, you're going to help everybody that comes to the door, and they're going to walk out with
something. Oh, yeah.
But, like, you know, the more you talk about natural, the more you have that option to turn somebody into a natural.
Yeah.
And you guys do that a lot, and I know it's frustrating because it's like, nope, I want lab. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but. It's
yeah.
You know, yep. But, yeah, if she's available, I'd love to chat with her quick.
Yeah, let me see if she's available.
Okay. Cool.
She's going to head over here in a second. I'm just going to put you on hold, okay?
Bam, 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 bam.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's great. You guys have great hold music. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bam, bam.
Hello.
I love your whole music.
Good music?
I was just jamming.
Good music?
Good vibes.
I got to remind Nick about that because we originally wanted our jingle on our phone. It's such a great jingle, so we need to get that figured out.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Those are some deep tracks that, you know, like bum 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 bum. I realized
you never sent me pictures, did you?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I sure did.
No.
Yeah. You that I sent it to someone else.
Oh yeah, right here. You did.
Okay, good. Like, make sure they weren't confused. But obviously, the better and good. Like, that, those are just labels, but those are.
Yeah.
And then we also have, in the same, like, styling, a three-row. I wish we had a larger one, but...
Do you guys work with Larry Johnson on these?
Yeah, pretty sure.
So, I find it very interesting, because I thought, like, if you look at my picture of mine, mine go from top, like, to down, like, for size.
Size,
but yours is the opposite, which is really interesting.
Which way does Larry say?
He says left to right. I know that. Like you reading a book, like low to high. But I don't know really. I guess I don't really recall. I guess I always thought that I would look at the top for the biggest, which yours are opposite. And I'm like, wait.
And again, those can be adjusted, right? Like, I don't even think those...
Yeah, I know. I'm just wondering, since he's done so much research, like, we should be following what the research says to do, right?
100%.
So, yeah. It'd be interesting to know.
And again, like in my mind, I'd always think you put the biggest ones at the top too. But he says you put them at the bottom, right?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, well,
I thought it was the top.
I can get that.
I guess if you guys follow him, then it would be the way you have it.
I can ask Nick, but.
So,
yeah.
So I guess I probably should go look at mine, but a tenth, a quarter, half. Three-quarter, and then one is what I would do, I guess. I would start...
Say that again for me. You say 10, because you saw a shit ton of the 10-pointers, right?
I don't know about a ton, but I feel like they're definitely important. But then am I missing... Yeah, no. Okay, so tenth, a quarter, half, and then three-quarter, and one would be what I would put in there.
Okay.
In a ramp.
Yep.
And then I would take my... one and a quarter, one and a half, and twos, and put them in a three tray, if you have a three tray.
I do.
And then I would, like, obviously my 3 carats would be, like, singled.
Perfect. Now, if you have that form in front of you, what we have the most
what
of...
What form? Okay, what form?
The one I emailed you.
Oh, my bad.
It's okay. Well, no, it's not like I'm surprising you.
We had a Edge Retail coaching thing this morning.
How'd it go?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not honestly super impressed. Maybe it's just because, not to toot my horn, but I feel like I've been doing this a lot longer than some people, and we used to do focus training, which was part of ARMS, and they teach a lot of the same stuff.
Okay.
And I've known Larry Johnson for a long. My mom actually paid way too much money and, like, had him do all of her store. So, like, we've
the new one?
These industries. Yeah, her new one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she went, She failed in the aspect to me of, like, putting so much money into the... Not failed, that's a wrong... That's a very...
I know, how about, like,
spent
misstep.
Too much on, like, her store. I'll tell you this, the way I feel as of the last couple times I went in there...
Yeah.
She put, and now let's be real, like she did find really great cases for like a low price. So like everything looks way, she does an amazing job building out stores. Like she does a really good job. But the problem is she doesn't put the inventory to match like what she showcases and her store looks. It looks very high end. Now, it's really hilarious to me because a lot of companies are opposite. In fact, I think I was talking to somebody at your event, and it was an older woman, but she's not the owner, I don't think.
She was like, must be just there for a long time. She was sitting on the right side. But I remember she said something about needing to get more higher-end people in. And I said, well, what does the front of your store look like? And she's like, basically a pawn shop. And I'm like, well, how do you attract people who are high-end customers if your store looks like a pawn shop?
Right.
You're not selling 5 carats in the pawn shop.
No. Know? And if they
so
are, they're
my
garbage.
Mom's is like opposite. She has this beautiful store, and it looks luxury, but she has a ton of silver and samples, like which I do think a lot of people can sell off samples, but
yeah, brass and glass is tough. It's
you
different.
Still need like yeah. your diamond stud tray and your diamond pendants and such. Like you need to have your classics and anniversary bands, and she doesn't have like any of those basic bread and butter things. Anyway, I totally just digressed. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. It was interesting though. It's like interesting to me and.
But,
you know, I try to help out where I can. But
Edge Retail Academy coaching to me is not, it's $1,300 freaking dollars a month. And I just feel like, I keep telling Nick this every month, like I don't feel like we're getting out for one meeting a month and having Edge Pulse and having them look at our, we had one of their CPAs look at our like P&L and stuff. And the
yeah.
guy like just went on and on about how great we're doing. So it's like, I feel like.
That's not what I want to hear. I want to hear where I can improve and make more money.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Like where are my leaky buckets?
You're basically telling me I'm doing a great job. So why am I spending $1,300 on coaching a month?
It's kind of it's funny to me. Like I'm paying somebody to give me compliments.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Yeah, I get
like,
it.
I don't want to toot my own horn. I don't think, I mean, there's always ways to improve, but I
yeah.
don't feel like I'm getting that out of this.
Yeah.
So.
I get it.
I don't know. But then every time I talk to Nick, he wants to have it. And so.
Well, he's big on the education aspect, right?
He yeah. is. And I think that's great. But when we're already so busy and we can't even spend the time on education at the same time,
right.
why are we doing it?
Right. Take that money and put it,
so.
make those dollars work. But.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see which, like, I sent you a, and you sent it back, the 3/4, which I'm probably going to end up sending you another pair with the ramps, but.
Yeah, I
the,
wanted the ramp.
Yeah, and I could do that. I'll send a 5 and a 3, but what I have most of, when you're looking at that list, HI, SI1, SI2, what are the ones that you're finding that you sell from Veer that they weren't, because, like, The category that I struggle the most in is, of course, that middle category. I have some in white, some in yellow. I have most in white, some in yellow gold. So if you have
sure.
a customer that comes in and goes,
I love that, actually.
Yeah, I can get you
some
in yellow.
Because I've been hearing that more.
Yeah. So, like, if I'd stock them in white because it's easier, and I think it looks weird if you have yellow mixed in.
It's actually the bigger studs that sometimes we get that asked in because it's your older clientele that have been wearing yellow their whole lives.
Yeah, and they want the yellow. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing it more and more. People just want the yellow gold, which is weird.
Yeah, that is true in general. Because
I do have some of the bigger stuff in better quality in yellow, but it's like my inventory right now, I think I mentioned it yesterday, is kind of that, like, would you want a ramp of the best? Or the good, like
what is?
What are you?
Tell me again what your because I don't have my sheets in front.
No,
of me.
I got it in front of me.
You
so
said you emailed me something.
Well, and I can send it to you too. Do you have? Are you in front of your
did
computer?
You send it to me? Yeah, I am. I thought you said you did email.
Probably, but here we go. Sarah, wrong Sarah. Maybe that's what I did. I sent it to my boss lady, Sarah Lajouette. Sarah Denny Studs.
She's probably like, why are you sending me this, Garrett?
Well, probably because you need it, Sarah. We just updated it, so that makes sense. She probably was like, oh, thank you. No, I'm pretty sure I sent it to you.
Dude, on another note, I ordered packaging in freaking January.
It don't have
just
it?
Was shipped yesterday.
Ah! What kind of packaging? Like gift boxes?
Yeah, all our packaging. Our
I heard...
nice Gunther Melly stuff.
Excuse my yawn. I heard... Where I saw the grumblings, I love the RJO and JHJ Facebook groups. It's kind of like, man, and take this the right way. I don't want to sound crass, but I'm like, man, I could open up a jewelry store across the street from you and eat your lunch. Like, some of the stuff that people post on there, I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Like,
dude, I do not go on JHJ. It is so negative. It's not right. Like watching the news.
Right. I'm like, you guys gotta calm down.
Well, I told you how I got in an argument with some Dominic from IGO, because I shouldn't say argument. You know what it is?
Well, yeah, disagreement. Yeah.
Disagreement on a counter offer of what he was saying, because he was saying you can't sell I2, like I1 I2s.
Right.
Naturals overlap.
Right.
And I called his BS. You know what's hilarious? I swear to you, I already told you that story, right?
Yep. Like, yeah, because you're like, I can do it.
Just
and I
recently,
have a...
I watched him ask for one.
What a
I
hypocrite.
I should look it up.
You should look it up,
he was
screenshot
for,
it,
like,
put it right underneath.
Put it on the other one. Yeah, I ain't got time for that, but it's
I
hilarious.
Know, but that's kind of what, like, in the back of your mind, you're like,
so
I want to.
So funny.
Oh, my God. But, did it come through?
Yeah, sorry, I'm
okay.
Looking at it.
No, you're fine. I just was looking at the price points and what makes sense of what you sell. I don't...
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, though. The better is kind of what we have for as far as clarity. Well,
I can go through and...
even more like IJ, but... You can go through what?
I can go through and see what I have in the betters and try and put one together for you. Like, I've got... Like, get close.
Oh, and
carefully.
It's interesting because I was asking for a tenth, a quarter, half, and on your sheet, you go quarter, third, three, eighth. There's like.
Yeah. So, like, at the very best, some smaller sizes available. Like, I have the betters in tens.
Yeah.
A quarter. Oh, we're doing all right. We're doing all right.
Yeah. And half.
And half. And half. Half.
Three
I have.
And one.
I have the. I don't have them in the betters. I don't have them in halves. I have a yellow gold in halves.
I mean, that'd be cool. We could just throw those in there.
Throw those in there, and then three quarter.
Because then we can just tell people now that we've had more requests for yellow, so we're just kind of popping them in.
Homie, I think I can do this. I can
yeah,
do it.
I
can build you. I can build you a ramp in better quality.
Okay.
And come on. Oh. Quarter,
okay.
Care and a quarter, yep. Care and a half, do I have care and a half? Give me care and a half. I have care
well,
and a half.
Well, you know what? What I could do is actually go look, because if I, like Paramount, I can send them all back, and they
yeah.
don't really question things. I just
yeah.
buy their flex bangles instead. They have other jewelry that you don't
that
really
you
do.
Sell. Yeah.
But Veers, I'm kind of stuck with, and I might have
who's
like,
your rep at Veer?
Quarter. The owner.
Oh, what's his name?
Koshel,
yeah.
He's actually super amazingly nice, and I've known him since he was at IDD, I mean. So it's like,
I didn't know he broke off from IDD and started his own company.
Yeah, a while back. Sounds like he's been around for a while. What happened is, I'll tell you what happened. During our big retirement sale, we used Chuck Fry. Chuck Fry was working with Veer, and I think it leveraged a lot of his start-ish.
Gotcha.
It's just my point of view.
Yeah,
I could be wrong. It could be wrong, but it's given
to...
him a big push. Well, what happened is we ended up doing so well on the anniversary bands and their trays, these five, they're five, what do you call it? They're like classic 11-stone French set and channel set, and we freaking rocked them. So then during the sale... And so afterwards, we're like, dude, we got to check these out. I want to buy the ramps for the bands.
Yeah.
So that's actually what we did, is we went and bought those bands because we sell the crap out of them. And then when we were trying to figure out studs, I don't even remember who we had before, to be honest. But we just bought into their studs, and he's like, I stand by. So we've slowly just been replacing them with Paramount.
Well,
mainly because their pricing and their tariffs went nuts on Veer, too.
Right,
and
which says no tariff
like,
on
why do you want to push this back on me? Like, that's
right.
not fair. So then our pricing and the tariff on top of it was becoming insane. And then I was like, so then over 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, because I asked you for your printout, and so then I just sat there and tried to do price comparison.
Yeah.
And for the easiness, I, like I said, I was replacing with Paramount.
With Paramount, yeah.
You still have a couple of yours, so I'm wondering which
side. Well, just put them, side by side. Yeah, put them side by side. Now.
Well, they're definitely yellower, but their SIs look like VSs, so you're getting
higher, like, higher clarity.
Yeah, for lower color.
Yeah.
Which. So.
Can be okay, but.
Could you just maybe price out for these five? The main tray, and then let me go look at my 1.25, 1.5, and 2.
Absolutely. Now, the other thing that isn't on this form,
yeah,
is I think they automatically, and it doesn't matter if you're in a group or not, but they automatically deduct 10%. Like
when
if you
buy
if
package?
You if you buy the package, you buy the program,
okay.
You get the ramp,
yeah.
And then you also get 10% and any replacements.
Oh, going forward.
And if you'd like, I could put terms
that
on
makes
it.
Makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
That's a huge difference.
And I can also
give
you terms.
I would do the 5 right now.
Yeah.
The 10, quarter, half, 3/4, and 1. And I will say I do prefer the 4-prong, so I don't know if that's a whole nother.
No, I think everything I've picked so far is 4-prong.
Okay.
My system's so freaking slow, I'm literally okay,
yeah,
now. I'm at 50 pointers right now.
You could just email me the total, and I'll go check on my, like I said, my 1.25, 1.5. In fact, I know for a fact my 2-carat total weights are theirs, and I've had them, I don't know, honestly, I've been thinking about pulling them out of there and just trying to sell them in, like, my, what do you call it?
Well, like, tell me how much they're, because we're only at 43 and less 10%.
Dude, I've had them for, like, 2 years, too.
Yeah.
Right? They're 45.
Oh, boy.
But I've had them for, like, 2 years. They're not selling, and I don't know why.
Put them in pendants. You sell 1-carat pendants.
Yeah, I should go see what I have in there.
I mean, I don't want you, because I sell you 1-carat pendants. Screw those guys. But you got to move them, right? Like,
I got to do something with them. That's the problem, and they weren't taking them back. In fact, I still have a credit because I returned some couple Seminoles from Vegas last year, and they gave me a credit for those. But
it's tough.
I've just been using
them. Smaller companies can't eat it like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
yeah. No, I know, and I don't want to burn a bridge with them. That's my.
I don't think you would over a set of
trying to
over 2-carat total weights.
Oh, the studs. The studs. I didn't.
Yeah.
I actually was focusing on those bridle bands, and then I just told them to send them back to me because I was trying to get out of those too. But that was like $15,000, and all he wanted. He said he would do 1-for-1, or no, 2-for-1, and I said no, I don't want to do that. So I said just send them back.
It's always
so
like
those. And I kept the credit on the semis, and I just haven't been doing anything with the studs.
Yeah. If we did.
Actually, I asked him to swap me out the studs for some whiter and lower, like I1 GH or HI, because these are like IJVS. And they're just, I don't know why they're not moving. They're gorgeous, but.
Yeah. I mean.
I think they're 4,500.
Well.
So that's why I just keep sitting on them.
If I did like the entire ramp. Right, like not just the 5. I'm going to give you the breakdowns, and I can email this to you, too. For all of, how many pieces are here? For 8 studs, that's easy math. Got a ramp of 5 and 3 is 8. For 8 pieces, that's 10 points to 2 carats. The total is $11,000, 225, so $11,225. If you take off the 10%, you're down to 10,102, and I could split that 30-60. But
I don't want to go up to the 2s.
Right, if you don't need the 2s.
No. That's why I said, can we
11,
just build
225
the
minus
carat for right now?
Do you need 1.5 carats?
I got to go look.
No problem.
Look, so I
All right, just hold on.
I want the 5 for sure to fill a tray.
Minus, hold on, 225.
I want the 5.
Well, you're going to get
so it. 10th, quarter, half, 3/4, and 1 for
got
sure.
It. And
so, I'm not on a cordless phone right now. I'm on
you're fine. You're fine.
Cord.
You're fine.
I can't walk out there.
A corded phone?
I don't know what. Yeah.
Really? That's freaking
easy, right?
Cool. Yeah. They're all 4-prong, 14-carat white. So that's good too.
Okay.
But, all right. I have to run down and grab a set of those, and then. I'll send you the 3 ramp. The ramp for the
And I think I need the 1.25 and 1.5. But let me look at what else.
So you just don't
let
need
me figure this out.
All right.
Yeah.
I got them set aside for you. And I'll probably talk to you soon, like in like a few hours.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.